神要得着我们成为一群大能的子民。
So that we could be a people of power.
一群充满赞美的子民。
A people of praise.
这边第二节讲到说蒙赎的人当侍奉。
And here on the second censer said that, the one that saved shall worship.
面对无数的仇敌。
And when we face numerous enemies,
神要得着我们每一位都起来为他而活。
And every one of us shall stand up for Jesus.
都是侍奉我们神的人。
And we shall all worship the Lord.
我们在这边曾经跟弟兄姊妹交通到国度的意象。
Here we talk about the vision of the kingdom.
国度整个它的一个真实的意义，讲到这位荣耀的主他的自己。
The kingdom is our Lord.
当主把他自己向我们显现出来的时候，
When the Lord reveals himself to us,
那些门徒们看见了这位面貌放光洁白这样的一位救主，他们才真实的认识，原来国度真实的意义是主他的自己。
And the disciples at the end finally understand that the kingdom is indeed our Lord Jesus.
那整个国度的意义没有停在主自己的身上。
But then the end of the kingdom does not end on Jesus.
不但要我们看见这位荣耀的主。
So that when we see our Lord,
主的荣耀要借着教会能够彰显出来。
So that the glory of our Lord could be represented by the church.
所以我们看见有一条道路。
So today we shall see a path.
叫我们能够一同达到这个荣耀。
The path where we would lead us to glory.
我们的主他是这条属天道路的先锋。
And the Lord is the pioneer of this path.
他也呼召我们每一位神的儿女。
And he is calling upon every one of us.
我们感谢主，今天神召了我们。
So thank you, Lord, for choosing us.
叫我们一同来到他的面前。
So that we could all come in front of him.
我们巴不得能够认识神他永远的心意。
So that we could know what he thinks.
也巴不得神能够得着我们每一位。
So that we could all be his children.
我们一起来读出埃及记第十九章第六节。
Let's all read Exodus chapter 19, verse 6.
出埃及记十九章第六节，请我们一起来读。
Exodus 19:6，
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。当神他要把以色列百姓带出埃及地。
When the Lord lead the children of Israel out of Egypt,
神告诉他们非常清楚他的心意是什么。
The Lord told them very clearly what he wanted.
神要得着的乃是一个祭司的国度。
The Lord wanted a kingdom of priests.
也就是说在这个国度里面每一位都是祭司。
That means that everyone in the kingdom shall be a priest.
在这个国度里面每一位都是侍奉神的。
A priest means that everyone is serving.And worship the Lord.
那当然我们知道后来以色列人他们因为犯罪因为他们的堕落所以神另外拣选了一个支派来侍奉神。
Of course we know that the Israelis finally they sinned too much and the Lord gave up on them.
神拣选了利未支派。
And the Lord chose another tribe.
另外在亚伦这个家里面他们得着了一个祭司的职分只有他们能够来进这样的职分。
And only Aaron and his descendantsCould still become priests.
那我们看见历史历代有好多的祭司被兴起来。
And we see a lot of priests in the Old Testament.
他们替人办理属神的事。
And then they are the representative of the people.
但是这个情况并不是叫神的心能够得着满足的。
But then this is not what our Lord truly desired.
因为神是要得着的是一个祭司的国度。
Because our Lord wants a kingdom of priests.
是要每一位都是祭司，都是侍奉神的。
So that everyone in the kingdom shall be priests.
我们感谢主，我们一起来读彼得前书第二章第九节。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 2, 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。当我们读到彼得前书，我们又读到你们都是君尊的祭司。
When we get to 1 Peter, we see that we are supposed to be a royal priesthood.
他先说到我们是被拣选的族类。
And we are indeed a holy nation.
在这里我们看见神心意恢复了。
So that we see that what Lord truly decided before has now come true.
今天有过去许多的限制现在被打破了。
In before there's a lot of constraints, but now they've all been broken.
我们都是被拣选的族类。
And now we have become a royal priesthood.
我们都是君尊的祭司。
And we are indeed a holy nation.
我们在这个圣洁的国度中, 我们能够一同来侍奉我们的永生神。
And in this holy nation, we can worship the Lord together.
早上在这里和弟兄姊妹一同交通到国度的侍奉。
Today, we're going to talk about the worshiping of everyone.
国度的侍奉讲到是一个全体的侍奉。
A kingdom of worship means that everyone is worshiping.
这是我们的一个权利。
And this is our right.
我们蒙恩得救了。
When we receive our salvation,
我们得蒙了救赎。
When we truly receive our salvation,
今天我们可以来到神的面前来侍奉我们的永生神。
We may come between, in front of the Lord and worship Him.
我们说这是全体的侍奉。
And, the, when, and every one of us shall worship together.
我们会交通到一个身体的侍奉。
And we talked about he, a body of worshiping.
今天我们若愿意将自己献上当作活祭。
Today, if you're willing to give it up completely to the Lord,
我们看见在罗马书十二章讲到在基督里我们成为一个身体。
Well, in Romans 12, it talks about how we could become one.
在身体里面我们来侍奉神。
And in this one body, we could worship the Lord.
那时候我们会讲到身体上有各种不同的肢体。
But then in this body, there are different body parts.
但是当我们都在那里尽我们的一份。
But if all the body parts are aiming toward the same goal,
这个侍奉是很和谐的。
Then this worship is one.
是非常美好的。
And is an awesome deed.
因为我们也会交通到配搭侍奉。 就是我们虽然有各种不同的肢体，有各种不同的恩赐。
Oh, so there is also the complementary worshiping when everyone works together.
但是我们可以在一起来侍奉我们的神。
So that we could worship the Lord as one.
没有一个是可以缺少的。
And we need every one of you.
没有一个是可以单独的。
And none of us could be alone.
在身体当中我们是互相成全的。
And in this body, everyone is helping each other out.
我们是互相需要的。
And then everyone is indeed needed by each other.
那我们彼此有一个配搭的侍奉。
So that today we're going to have a complementary worshiping.
今天我们来看全体的侍奉。
And we are going to look at a wholesome worshiping.
在出埃及记里面, 当神要摩西带以色列百姓出埃及,
In Exodus, when the Lord wanted Moses to lead his children of Israel out of Egypt,
神非常清楚地告诉他们,
Lord told them clearly,
将他们从埃及里领出去之后, 他们要在这山上来侍奉他。
When the Israelis exit from Egypt, they shall worship the Lord on the mountain.
罗马书八章一节,
In Exodus chapter 8:1,
耶和华吩咐摩西说,
And this is what the Lord said to Moses.
你进去见法老,
Go to Pharaoh,
对他说,
And say to him,
耶和华这样说,
The Lord said,
容我的百姓去,
Let my people go, so that they may give me worship.
容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
Let my people go so that they may give me worship.
我想我们很多人看过那个埃及王子那个卡通的那个电影。
I think a lot of you have seen the Princess of Egypt as a cartoon.
我记得我看的时候那个印象很深, 他讲了好多次, 容我的百姓去。
When I saw the movie, I remember clearly it said, Let my people go.
Let my people go. 那讲了好多次。
It talked about it many, many times. Let my people go.
但是呢, 他把神的话在这一句里面, 他只讲了上半部。
But then we only talked about half of what the Bible said.
是的, 神要带他们出埃及。
Yes, it does say, Let my people go.
但是出了埃及要做什么呢?
But what are they going to do after they went?
可能在那个当中他们没有看见,没有讲出来。
In the cartoon or in the movie, it never talked about what they're going to do.
弟兄姊妹, 但是我们神的儿女, 今天神救赎了我们。
Brother and sister, now we receive salvation.
到底神救我们要来做什么?
And what shall we do after we receive?
神救赎我们, 那个目的到底是什么?
What is the point of
savings? 他说, 容我的百姓去。
So it says, let my people go.
是的, 从那个埃及为奴之地, 神要把他们带出去。
So that we could get out from Egypt being slaves.
从在世界中那个痛苦的里面, 神要拯救他们。
So we could get out from this world from pain.
当我们还在最终,
But at the end,
那个时候我们被捆绑。
And at the end, when we are still being tied up,
我们曾经是没有指望, 没有神,
in the beginning, we never had any hope. We
到底我们活在地上是什么意义? 我们可能都不太清楚。
There's no purpose of life.
人人必有一死, 死后且有审判。
The end is death, and after the death, there is judgment.
我们原本在一个非常可怜的光景。
In the beginning, we had no hope.
但是我们的主他来拯救了我们。
But our Lord came and saved us.
他的爱来寻我们。
He showed us his love.
他的血来买我们。
And his blood, cleans our sin.
他的恩典带我们归回他的羊圈。
And his grace brought us back to him.
今天我们蒙恩得救了。
Today we received the salvation.
我们也充满了感谢。
And we are full of thankfulness.
我们不再被定罪。
And we are not sinners anymore.
我们不再活在罪恶的权势底下。
And we don't live under the law of sin.
我们得着释放。
And today we shall receive.
好像从埃及里面神带我们出来了。
Just like the people from the Israelites that escaped from Egypt.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天我们知不知道神救赎我们是为着一个什么目的？
But brothers and sisters, do you know why you are saved?
所以出埃及记里面，神一再的叫摩西告诉他们，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
So in the Exodus, it says, "Let my people go, so that they may give me worship."
叫我们知道说，我们每一位神儿女，我们都做一个很大的权利，我们能够来侍奉神。
So that we know, as the children of God, we shall worship the Lord.
我想前两天有一个很大的新闻哈。
Two days ago, there was a big piece of news.
有一对夫妻啊，他们不知道怎么混到白宫里面去，参加了那个。这个 国家举办的那个好像那个晚宴啊。
A couple sneak into the White House to attend a dinner party.
就要变成一个好大的新闻。
And it became a big piece of news.
他们能够跟奥巴马握握手，哇，这是一个好很不得了的事情。
And that couple actually got to shake hands with President Obama.
今天若是我们说，哎呀，我们能够来服侍这位地上的元首君王，可能我们都觉得是非常荣耀的事情。
Today, if you get to serve President Obama directly, you could say that was a proud deed.
好多人能跟他握个手，就觉得哇，这是一个都不想去洗手了。
And you could say that it is an awesome honor to have shake hands with the president.
但是今天若是我们来到我们神的面前
，But now if we come to our Lord.
想到说他是这位万王之王万主之主。
Our Lord is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
今天我们是什么样的人？
What are we doing today?
今天我们竟然能够来侍奉他。
And what did we do to deserve to serve our Lord?
圣经告诉我们说以圣洁公义来侍奉我们的永生神。
In the Bible it says we shall serve the Lord with our righteousness.
这是不得了的一件事情。
That is an amazing deed.
今天不是说啊，看见说神的家好像有好多的事情需要人来做，所以我们在这边讲说大家都要起来服侍啊。
It's not that there is a lot of duties in this church, and you shall stand up and do the duties.
但是当我们一讲到侍奉我们的神
，But when you talked about worshiping and serving,
我们第一个我们觉得何等的讶异。
The first thing we are shocked.
神竟然让我们来侍奉他。
We are shocked because.The Lord actually let us worship Him and serve Him.
这位创造宇宙万有的主宰，他竟然让我们能够侍立在他的面前。
The one who is the Creator actually let us serve Him.
从我们的里面，我们觉得何等的敬仰。
And in inside, we shall be honored.
这是神儿女得着了一个很大的权利。
And this is a right of all the children.
我们竟然能够来侍奉这位神。
A right so that we could serve.
所以我们在服侍的里面，不是说今天。好像我们来做一点事情。
So when you're serving, it's not like you have to do a certain duties.
还是看见说今天神呼召我们。
But when you're called up on,
在神的家中一同来侍奉他。
In his house, we shall serve and worship him.
我们都是君尊的祭司。
Because we are a royal priesthood.
今天同样的原则，其实在每一个神儿女的身上，我们要看见，在旧约时候。他们怎么样？不是每一个人随随便便的能够来到神面前来侍奉。
And today this shall apply to every one of us, just like the Old Testament.
他们没有办法来到那个西乃山，靠近那个山。
In the Old Testament, the sinners cannot come toward the mountain.
因为我们的神是那位圣洁的神。
Because our Lord is the light.
Holy.
It's holy.
那他是充满了威严的。
And then the Holy One is full of power.
但是今天我们所来到这位神的面前，仍然是这位圣洁的神。
And today the Lord is still the same holy one.
不是我们污秽的人大摇大摆，我们说，嗨，我得到了权利来侍奉神。
And we are the ones that could serve the Lord.
那是今天我们要看见神给我们的权利何等的宝贵。
And we shall see that the right that we are given to serve the Lord.
我们要看见宝血的功效是这么的大。
Because we received the blood.
像我们这样的人今天竟然可以来到神的面前。
Even you and I could still come in front of the Lord because of the blood.
对我们里面来侍奉神的时候，我们是充满了感谢的。
So when we come to worship the Lord, we should be thankful.
我们能够为主来摆上一点，我们里面是充满了感谢的。
And we shall thankfully serve and worship the Lord.
这是神给我们的权利。
Because this is a right that is given to us.
蒙赎的人当侍奉。
And the one that receives shall worship.
要面对无数的仇敌。
And when you're facing a bunch of enemies,
我们在许多征战的里面,
and when you're in different battles,
但是主一直来呼召我们, 来吸引我们,
and during that time, the Lord is calling upon us the whole time.
在希伯来书九章十四节,
in Hebrew chapter 9,
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神。
How much more will the blood of Christ, who, being without sin, make an offering of himself to God?
他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心
？Through the Holy Spirit, make your hearts clean.
除去你们的死刑
，from dead works，
使你们侍奉那永生神吗
？To be servants of the living God.
所以我们看见神做了好多的事情。
So we see that our God did a lot of things.
他差遣他的独生儿子为我们来到地上。
He sent His one and only Son to us.
他为我们受死，为我们流血。
So Jesus could die and bleed for us.
他为我们付了很重的代价。
And could pay for our debt.
今天他买我们回来归给他。
So that we could be servants.
他的血洗净我们的心，除去我们的死刑。
And His blood make us without sin and make our hearts clean.
下面说，使你们侍奉那永生神。
So that we could be servants of the living God.
今天我们来侍奉我们的永生神。
Today, when we worship a God,
不是靠着我们天然的生命来侍奉他。
We're not serving with our natural life.
在我们天然生命里面是一无良善的。
In our natural life, there is nothing to be thankful for.
所以很多人讲说，我在地上有好多的才干，我有好多属人的恩赐。
So when someone says I have a lot of earthly abilities,
但是今天当我们说我也要来侍奉，把我的天然的才干恩赐我都带到教会里面来。
So today, if you want to say that you're the servant of a living God,
常常你发现说，属地的那个能力越强的，常常产生的问题也是越大的。
You may often find that your abilities outside of the church might hinder you from serving the God.
因为我们来侍奉神，是一个蒙赎的生命来侍奉他。
Because we shall use our Holy Spirit to serve the living God.
在复活的生命里面，我们才能够来侍奉我们的永生神。
And we could only serve a Lord with our revealed life.
曾经有一个公司的大老板。
One time there was the boss of a big company.
他管理好多好多的员工。
And this boss was indeed has a lot of employees.
他蒙恩得救了。
And then now he received salvation.
来到教会里面。
And he came to the church.
他就说教会很需要有人知道怎么来管理。
And the church needs someone who knows how to manage.
他说我管理几千个员工啊，管理的服服帖帖的，非常的好。
And the boss said, I have thousands of employees and I sure am a good manager.
他说管理不是很难的。
And he said, managing indeed is not too hard for me.
他把他属地的才干，他说哇，一股热心就把他带进来，他要看他要怎么来管理。
So that he brought his own abilities to serve the church.
但是最后产生一个非常不好的结果。
But at the end, there was a very bad outcome.
今天教会是神的家。
Because the church is the house of the Lord.
教会是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
教会的服事是属灵的，是属天的。
And the worship and worshiping of the church shall be holy.
有好多的原则跟属地的是不一样的。
And there is a lot of laws that we have to obey.
今天我们要看见每一个恩赐，每一个才干，神怎么能够来使用。
So we need to find out and understand today what are the different abilities that God has given us.
虽然是属地，虽然是天然，虽然是在人的里面，也许神已经把一些恩赐才干赐给不同的人。
Sometimes your ability may be natural, maybe not useful for the church, but sometimes they are.
但是我们需要经过十架。
But you have to carry your cross.
我们需要经过祭坛。
And you have to walk through the altar.
就需要认识到今天不是我们自己在那里活。
And you have to understand that it's not you yourself who is serving the Lord.
不是我们那个天然的人，我们能够来侍奉神。
It's not your natural life that could do anything for our Lord.
是基督在我们里面来活。
But it's the Holy Spirit that is in you.
是那个复活的生命从我们里面出来，我们能够真实的来侍奉我们的永生神。
And if you could reveal your true life, then you could be servants of the living God.
我们要认识侍奉，它不是说我们做一些工作。
And you have to understand that to serve and to worship is not for you to do a certain deed.
不是我们有一些的活动。
Is not to perform some type of activities.
侍奉是我们的生活。
To serve and to worship is your life.
在侍奉的当中，弟兄姊妹，不是说我们今天来到教会里面了，那我们做一些事情，这是侍奉神。
Today, if you say you come to the church and you do a certain duties, then you serve the Lord, that's not true.
侍奉是我们的生活。
To serve is to live your life.
我们要知道我们活着蒙了救赎，我们就是侍奉神的人。
You have to understand that your life is after the salvation.
不管你是在哪一个岗位上，
It doesn't matter where you are.
我们都是侍奉神的人。
We are servants of the living God.
也许我们今天还是学生，但是我们在那个岗位上，我们在侍奉神。
Maybe you are today a student, but you shall still be servants of the Lord in your position.
也许你今天还在工作，你在工作的岗位上也在侍奉神。
Maybe today you're working, and at your position, you shall be the servant.
也许你退休了，就是我天天就在家里。
And maybe if you're retired and you're at home every day,
我们还是侍奉神的人。
You could still be the servants of the Lord.
侍奉是我们的生活。
To worship and to serve is your life.
我们活着就是在侍奉神。
And the goal of your living shall be to worship.
所以不管今天我们是在哪一个岗位，
So today it doesn't matter who you are and where you are.
我们每一位都是侍奉神的人。
Every one of you is a servant of the Lord.
这个生活是一个侍奉神的生活。
And you shall live a life to serve.
这是基督徒应该正常有的生活。
And this is indeed the life of a Christian.
所以我们盼望说，从主的话里面，主让我们看见。
So today we want God to reveal himself in his word.
主也改我们许许多多的观念。
So that it could change our mindset.
主也带我们进入真实的侍奉。
And we could walk the path into serving.
我们的生活会被改变。
So that our life could be changed.
我们的生命会成长。
And our life will grow.
我们在各样的不同的环境当中，我们都在那里侍奉神。
And in different circumstances, we are serving the Lord.
我记得以前在读书的时候，
I remember when I was younger and I was in school.
那时候找了一个指导教授，
and I had a professor.
指导教授他们有好几位在外面开了一个公司，
and a couple of the professors had a company outside of the campus.
那他们也做得还不错，
and the company was blowing.
那有一天我的指导教授来找我，
and one day my professor came to me.
他要我帮他们公司写一个程式。
And the professor asked me to write a program for the company.
那时候他们在公司里面都是用那种很大的电脑。
And at that time, they have really powerful computers at their company.
个人电脑刚刚起步。
And they said a personal PC, just started.
但是那个工程用的这么大的软体，他说要把它写成给个人电脑来使用。
But we want you to write a program for not big computers, but for a PC.
那他把这个工作要交给我来做。
And he gave me the work.
当我跟我这些同学啊，这些同伴们一讲的时候，他们说，哇，你倒霉了。
When I had a discussion with my colleagues, they said, oh, horrible.
因为这么大的一个工作，他说，你可能毕业是遥遥无期了。
Oh, because if that's your final project, then you will have a long school year.
因为教授是很有名的，他会来欺压这些学生，这些廉价劳工。他公司里面有这么多这些 PhD 啊，这些教授们，他们拿了很高的薪水，今天叫一个穷学生，哎呀，叫你来做这样的工作。
And the professor is taking advantage of the poor students, trying to make them work for a really cheap labor.
当我听人家这样讲那样讲，我也觉得说，哇，有祸了。
Oh, when I heard that, indeed horrible.
所以，但是呢？教授叫你做，你又不能不做。
But now the professor has already called upon me, I cannot refuse.
所以那天心理上是带着一个非常不甘愿的坐在那个电脑的面前。
So that day in front of the computer, I was really unwilling to do what I was supposed to do.
好多人讲的话都在里面，在那边一直盘桓不去。
And everyone's words was in my mind.
我那天感谢主，在做之前，我想说我还是祷告一下吧。
And that day, thank the Lord, before I performed my work, I prayed.
心里上是非常非常的不甘愿，是非常的不平的那种感觉。
The inside of me, I was really unwilling to perform the task.
但一转到主的面前
，But when I came before the Lord,
主的话在我里面，就让我清楚知道说，服侍地上的主人像服侍主一样。
And the Lord said, speak to me and said, if you're serving the master of the land, that's like you're serving me.
当神的话一出来。
When the God spoke to me,
前一秒钟可能觉得说我那个指导教授啊，好像面目很狰狞的，想要来欺压你，想要来压榨你。哇，那个老板的那个面孔是非常可怕的。
The second before I prayed, I thought the professor was taking advantage of me.
但是当神一讲话，服侍地上的主人像服侍主一样。
But after I prayed, I find out that I'm serving Lord.
我的心就完全就改变了。
Then I turn around.
能够服侍我们的永生神。
Indeed, this task I'm serving the Lord.
虽然可能我所要面对的、所要做的，仍然是一个很大的工程，是很艰难的一件事情。
Even though the task is still very difficult.
但是神叫我里面一下子转变了。
But the Lord changed my heart.
那天充满了喜乐。
I no longer was taken advantage of, and I was full of joy.
你没有办法来解释，前一秒钟里面是充满了抱怨。一秒钟之后，里面是充满了喜乐。
You cannot explain how I could just completely change in just one second.
然后我就开始做那个程式。
And at that time, I started making the program.
哎呀，我从来没有经历过做程式这么顺利的。
And that was the first time, I had so much luck and joy writing a program.
然后两个礼拜之后
，And in 2 weeks' time,
我把基本的东西都做好了。
I finished the draft.
然后还写了一个手册。
And then I also wrote a manual.
还run了很多的这些例题。
And then I ran a lot of examples.
我也不晓得怎么会做出来的。
I don't know how I could do it in just 2 weeks.
后来就交给我的老板。
And then I turned it into my professor.
我的老板他很压抑，他也很高兴。
And my professor was amazed.
他就把它拿回公司去，找了一群人在那里开始做这个东西。
So he took the program to his company and asked his employees to look at it.
当别人都在说你倒霉了，毕不了业了。
When everyone says that, oh, horrible, you're not going to graduate.
但是没有过几个月，我的老板来找我。
But in a couple of months, my professor came back to me.
他说 ，Timothy 啊，你想不想毕业
？And he says, Timothy, would you like to graduate?
我说也好啊。
And I said, that would be great.
但是我说还有，好像他黑板上写了十几项，那时候刚开始跟他谈的还没擦掉了，他写了说14项，我说我才做了他的11、12项。他说够了够了，可以了，超过你所需要的。
But on the blackboard, there is a list of things that I have to do before I could graduate. I have not finished every one of them yet.
所以很快就毕业了。
But then the professor said, "Okay, I'll let you graduate."
礼拜五毕业。
So on Friday, I graduated.
礼拜一就到他公司去上班了。
And on Monday, I became his employee.
就他说啊，这套第一天见面了、啊，他说这套程式原本就是你写的，现在就请你来负责了。
So, the first day when I came to work, the professor gave me back the program that I wrote and said, "You started it, now you finish it."
弟兄姊妹，神的道路是高过我们的道路。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord's path is always higher than ours.
神的意念是高过我们的意念。
And His thinking is always better than ours.
但是今天我们若是真的认识，我们在做一些属地的事情，我们也经历我们在那里侍奉我们的神。
So today, whatever you do, wherever you do it, you're doing it for God.
那我们在做事情的时候，那个感觉，那个心态是不一样的。
So if you do it to serve the Lord, then you could do it differently.
所以我们在一些世界上工作的时候，也可以学好多好多的功课。
So today, you may face a lot of difficulties.
今天神他要恩待我们。
But the Lord is with us.
看见我们每一位都是侍奉神的人。
Because he sees us of servants.
侍奉是我们的生活。
And to serve and worship should be our life.
在我们的生活当中，我们来遇见主。
So in everything we do, we could see the Lord.
主与我们同行。
Because the Lord is always with us.
他时刻与我们同在。
And he is indeed always with us.
像我们在很多的环境里面，我们怎么样来依靠他。
So that in any type of circumstances, we could depend on him.
不依靠我们自己。
Not depend on ourselves.
所以我们就经历在 各样的环境中，我们在那里侍奉神。
So in different circumstances, we could experience the Lord.
我们可以把荣耀赞美来归给神。
And we could thank the Lord.
我们做出一点东西来的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们真的知道不是靠着我们天然的聪明才智，我们在那里做。
So whatever you do and whatever you accomplish, we know that is because of the Lord.
所以我们能够将每一样事情把荣耀赞美来归给主。
So we could have everything be thankful to our God.
求主得着我们成为一个真实侍奉他的人。
Praise the Lord so that we could be truly servants of this living God.
当神带领以色列百姓他们出了埃及以后
So when the Israelites left Egypt,
我们知道他们在旷野漂流了很多的日子。
We know that they wandered around for many, many years.
后来神也带领他们进到了迦南美地。
So at the end, they could get into Canaan.
在迦南他们经过了好多的征战
And in Canaan there was a lot of walls
然后我们到了约书亚记最后面24章15节
When we get to Joshua chapter 24
约书亚那这一位沙场的老将最后他向以色列百姓说了这样的一句话
At the end Joshua said this to his people
他说若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好今日就可以选择所要侍奉的
And if it seems evil to you to be the servants of the Lord make the decision this day whose servants you will be
是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢
Of the gods whose servants your fathers were across the river
是你们所住这地亚摩利人的神呢
Or of the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living
下面这一句非常的宝贵
And the next verse is indeed very important
至于我和我家
But
我们必定侍奉耶和华
But I and my house will be servants of the Lord
至于我和我家我们必定侍奉耶和华
For I and my house will be the servants of the Lord
约书亚要这些以色列百姓他们做一个选择
Joshua wanted his people to make a decision
到底你们要侍奉什么样的神
Who are you going to be a servant of
今天需要他们自己来做这样的一个决定
And the people have to make the decision themselves
好像我们看见说神付了重价买我们回来归给他
Just like how God paid a really dearly price for us
叫我们今天有一个权利能够来侍奉神
So that we could have the power to choose to be the servant
我们若没有看见的话我们不觉得好像这个权利是何等的宝贵
If we don't have the vision then we will never understand how precious this choice is
今天神给我们一个怎么样蒙恩的地位
So that we could have the position to choose
叫我们真的可以来侍奉神
So that we could choose to become the servant
但是神把这一切都做好了
Because God has already laid down the path for us.
叫我们可以来到他面前来侍奉他。
So that we could walk this path and become his servant.
但是神又从来不勉强我们。
But the Lord never forced you to walk this path.
今天他若勉强我们来替他做什么事情。
If he forces you to do anything for him today.
他绝对有这个权利的。
He definitely has the power.
但是我们的神他不勉强我们。
But our Lord never would force you to do anything.
像约书亚他带领以色列百姓经过这么多的征战
Just like when Joshua took his people through a lot of different difficulties
以色列百姓实在也经历到神大能的作为
And the Israelites has already experienced Lord
从他们出埃及神一次一次击打法老
When they get out from Egypt how the Lord stopped Pharaoh and his armies
在旷野多少神迹奇事
And there are so many amazing deeds and miracles in the wandering
在迦南地经过许多的征战
And in Canaan how they experienced many wars and received victory
经历到神亲自出来为他们征战
They already saw what the Lord did for them
神绝对有权利要他们来侍奉他
And God definitely has the power to make them choose
但是当约书亚给他们一句挑战
But when Joshua laid down the challenge to them
好像代表神并不勉强这些百姓他们要怎么样来侍奉神
The choice that Joshua is giving them means that the Lord never wants to force anyone
叫他们在今天做一个选择
Today let's make a decision
是你们在列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢
Are you going to be servants of your fathers?
希伯来人他们就叫做过河的人
and the Hebrews are the people across the river.
从前, 在大河那边,
at the other side of the rivers, the people worship idols.
今天他们在迦南地, 这些亚摩利人,
and the Amorites, on the other side of the rivers, they worship idols. Who are you going to be serving?
这是一个何等的挑战,你们今天做一个选择。
And that is the challenge that Joshua laid down. Make a decision today.
约书亚说, 至于我和我家,
and Joshua said, for I and my house will be servants of the Lord.
至于我和我家,
for I and my house will be servants of the Lord.
约书亚在那天,
at that day, Joshua made a decision to tell his people.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, today the same challenge waits for you. Who are you going to serve?
我们不能侍奉神,
you cannot serve the Lord and serve the money.
我们不能让偶像霸占我们的心,
you cannot let any type of idol to take over your heart.
我们愿不愿意侍奉我们的永生神?
Today, are you willing to make the decision?
今天我们真的是看见神给我们一个权利能够来侍奉他。
And today we see that the choice is right there for us to choose.
我们的神他爱我们, 爱到一个地步。
Our Lord loves us so much.
他不是这样子来要求我们。
He is making a request.
但是今天神要我们甘心乐意地把自己来摆上。
And the Lord truly wants us to make the decision ourselves.
今天我们在神的家里,
so that we're in His house today.
我们知道说每一位都是侍奉神的。
And we know we are all servants of the living God.
这是一个全体的侍奉。
And so that we could be a body of worshiping.
侍奉是我们的生命。
And we could live this life to serve.
侍奉是我们的生活。
And to serve is our life.
然后我们今天说, 那我当如何来侍奉我的神?
So today you may ask, how am I going to serve?
是的, 在神的家里面是有好多的事情。
Yes, in this church, there's a lot of duties that we could do.
那我们是需要把自己摆上。
And you do indeed have to put yourself out to serve.
但是我们里面要知道, 我今天不是只是来做一件事情。
But inside of you, you have to understand you're not just doing the duties.
你弟兄讲说, 在神的家里面没有非人格的事与物, 哈, 我不晓得怎么翻, 哈, 没有非人格的事与物, 也就是说, 你翻翻看, 也就今天在神家里面, 我们所做的, 要超过, 我们好像所看见, 所做的那个事情。
So you know that if you do this in the house today,
因为今天我们在这里所侍奉的, 是我们的神。
Because we know we are serving the Lord.
神是个灵。
And the Lord is a spirit. And whatever you do today, there is a connection up there in heaven. And then there is a connection to eternity. And there is a connection to life. So you say, if I clean the floor, what connection am I making?
我们做每一件事情在神的家里面,
then you have to understand that whatever you do in this church, you are making a connection.
You are
making a connection to the kingdom.
最主带我们来认识,
so today, let us learn how we could be servants.
所以当我们在做一些事情,
so when we're doing whatever to the church,
弟兄姊妹, 我们认识到, 我不是做一件事, 我在那里侍奉神。
We have to understand that we're not doing a duty to serve the Lord. Because in us, we shall have joy. And we pray the Lord, when we do this duty, we will have this life in us.
And
when we serve, the Lord can receive glory. And we could receive even more from the Lord when we serve.
主告诉我们说,
and the Lord told us that He comes here so that we could have life. So that we could receive a more fulfilling life. And this is a promise.
我们在十架的路上，我们得着更丰盛的生命。
So today we know when we walk the path of the cross, we could receive a more fulfilling life.
我们也实在经历到，在侍奉神的时候，我们得着更丰盛的生命。
So that we could experience when we serve, we could receive a more fulfilling life.
我们一步一步会看见我们在全体的侍奉，然后我们在身体里面一同来侍奉。
So when you walk step by step, you could understand how you could become the body.
然后我们一起配搭来侍奉
，so that every body part could work together.
然后我们就认识到说，哦，原来当我自己过一个基督徒
，so when you understand when you're walking the path of a Christian,
也许我们生活当中也有一些经历，我们需要十架的工作
，and maybe at times we need the work of the cross.
但是比不上今天我们在神的家里面
，but then now today we're in the house.Of the church.
每一个肢体要尽它的功用。
And every body part shall indeed perform what it's supposed to do.
我们何等的需要圣灵的掌权。
And we need the Holy Spirit to guide us.
我们何等的需要十架真实的工作在我们的身上。
And we need the cross to work for us.
然后有一个和谐的侍奉。
So that we could have harmony when we serve.
在身体当中一同配搭。
In this body, we shall have harmony when we serve.
个人看别人比自己强。
If you see someone else do more than you do,
每一个一千两的又不轻看自己所得的恩赐。
Whoever has $1,000 would use the whole $1,000.
不把它埋藏起来。
So you will not hide it in the ground.
啊，我们认识到说，每一个神的儿女最少的恩赐也有一千两。
So we know that everyone of us shall at least have $1,000.
我们都愿意把这个拿出来。
And if we're willing to put it all up.
所以当我们看见神的心意是他的儿女都要侍奉他
And we know that the true desire of a God is that everyone could be the servant.
到了启示录到了神旨意完成
When we go to the revelation, when everything has come to an end,
我们仍然看见他的仆人都要侍奉他
We know that the servants are still serving.
所有神的仆人弟兄姊妹今天我们学习侍奉神
And all the servants, we shall learn how to serve today.
到永远我们仍然要侍奉神
Until eternity, we are still serving.
那今天我们在神的家里面每一位我们都要知道我们都是侍奉神的
So today, we should know that every one of us are servants.
也许今天你说、啊、服事表上排的就是这些人
Maybe if you look at the serving chart, you'll say that my name is not on it.
当然我们何等的盼望在服事里面每一项服事我们看见弟兄姊妹的那一份我们看见成全的重要
And I pray that on next time when I see the serving chart I'll see different brothers and sisters names on it
另外我们也看见不只是在这个排的表上面有名字的才是侍奉神我们每一个在神家我们都在那里侍奉
Because I know it's not only the names of the brothers and sisters are the ones that are serving I know everyone is serving
过去我们在公告栏上有贴了几个项目讲到人人多祷告
Before, if you look at the announcement section of your program, you could see that we shall all pray for each other.
我们借着祷告，我们在那里侍奉神。
And to pray is to serve.
前一阵子去看望一位老姊妹。
I came to a visit to an older sister some times ago.
她一个人眼睛已经看得不太见了。
And then she is close to blind.
那在好多年前，她曾经跌跤。所以他的那个脊椎骨也走路都不方便。
And many times ago, she fell, and now she couldn't really walk anymore.
他说他一天24小时，有大概17-18个小时，全身是觉得在疼痛的那种情况之下。
And she says that every day, about 17 to 18 hours, she is in constant pain.
但是那天去的时候，刚好有另外一个姊妹打电话给他。
But at that day, when I visited her, there was another sister that just called her.
他说他每一天固定的时刻。他陪着他一起祷告
And the sister called her every day to pray with her every day.
就看见说他有好多的服事
And we could see how one serve another.
他不能做很多外面的事情
Because we know that sometimes this older sister cannot go out and serve.
但他借着祷告在那里侍奉神
But then she served when she prays.
啊，这个让我们何等的受感动
And this is such a touching moment.
我们讲到人人传福音
And we said that we shall spread the gospel.
这是我们每一位神的儿女，我们所得着的生命和使命。
And to serve to spread the gospel is indeed one of the duties of all Christians.
当我们讲到恩赐配搭侍奉
When we talked about that glory and serving.
有些人他就有传福音的恩赐。
Some of us maybe have a gift in spreading gospel.
他传福音的时候，你看就这么容易。
When someone spreads the gospel, you can say, wow, it is so easy for him.
你听他讲，好像讲的也不怎么样，怎么人家就相信了呢？
Well, it didn't mean too much to me, but it does mean a lot to a lot of non-believers.
是的，神要兴起各样不同的恩赐来一起侍奉神。
Yes, indeed, there's different gifts among different every one of us.
但是今天我们不是光指望强的恩赐，只是靠着这些人他们来侍奉。
And today we're not counting on anyone who has a better gift.
有很多的服事，有很多是我们生命的侍奉，是每一个神的儿女我们都需要的。
Because everyone has different gifts and everyone shall serve.
我们也讲到人人当父母。
And we talked about the parents.
在神的家里面。
In the church,
缺少的很多时候是那为父的心。
In the church, we are lacking a lot of fatherhood figures.
当我们有一位初蒙恩的，
when we have someone new,
有没有人关心他、带领他、栽培他？
Is there anyone out there who cares to talk about the newcomer?
其实我们得救，你说我得救才一年。
If you say that I've only been saved for about a year,
好像不是很久。
Maybe it's not my duty.
但是每一个当我们蒙恩得救以后，我们应该有所照顾的，有所关心的。
But now if you're already saved, you already have the gift to help the newcomers.
人人当父母。
Because everyone shall be parents.
人人为门徒。
So that we could all be a disciple.
我们在神的家里面，无论到了多少年纪，我们仍然有一个追求学习的心。
So it doesn't matter how many years you have already been in this house, you shall always have the heart to pursue.
人人做事务。
So that everyone could perform duties.
今天我们是有好多的事务。
Today there's a lot of difficult tasks in this church.
人人我们在手上可能都有一些事情。
Maybe you're already doing some task for the church.
在使徒行传那七个管饭食的。
In Acts, there are seven disciples that control the meal.
他们是被圣灵充满。
And they are fulfilled by the Holy Spirit.
他们是被信心充满的。
And they are full of faith.
他们是大有能力的。
And they are very powerful.
这些今天来讲，可能是世界上有名的传道。
So today, in today's world, maybe they are the really famous pastors.
其中有一位叫做斯提凡。
One of them is Stephen.
他传的那篇信息。
And the message that he gave.
太伟大的信息。
Is an awesome message.
但是他是管饭食的。
But he was in charge of the meal.
今天我们乐意在主的家中来服侍。
So today, if you are willing to serve,
没有什么太大的，没有什么太小的。
There is no big task and there is no small task.
我们是一同在这里配搭侍奉。
Because this is one body of serving.
人人都敬拜。
And everyone shall worship.
我们能够来敬拜神，这是我们的权利。
And it is our right and our decision to worship.
每一次当我们擘饼纪念主。
So every day when we, every time when we break bread,
这是给我们一个何等的机会。
And that gives us the same decision again.
我们早上唱那首诗歌，我们曾否向我们的主说我们感谢他。
And this morning when we sing hymns, can we truly say that we are thankful?
我们是不是愿意从我们的心的深处就这样子来敬拜他，叫他得着满足？
Are you willing to serve and worship to satisfy our Lord?
也许不是一个很长的祷告。
Today maybe it's not a long prayer.
但是我们一同来的时候，这是给我们的一个机会来侍奉我们的永生神。
But when we come together and when we prayed, we became servants.
我想主把好多的机会来给我们。
I think the Lord has given us a lot of opportunities.
叫我们看见能够侍奉神是一个何等蒙福的事情。
So we could understand to serve is an amazing deed.
叫我们看见在神旨意完成的这个事上，侍奉神有一个很大的关系。
So we know that everything we do to serve him has a connection to eternity.
我们愿意把自己摆在主的手里面。
Are you willing to give yourself up on the altar?
我们愿意在主面前做这样的一个选择。
Are you willing to make the choice?
至于我和我的家。
For I and my house.
不只是我们自己说我愿意来侍奉神。
Not just you and yourself.
而是我们愿意我们的全家都来侍奉神。
But it's you and your household.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等蒙福的事情。
This is an amazing deed.
若是我们的孩子能够带到主的面前来侍奉神。
If we could bring forth our children to be servants of the Lord,
我们没有什么更好的能够带给我们的儿女。
There is nothing better you could give to your children. But today, if we could all come forth as servants to the Lord, so that they could know and meet our Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 我们需要主的恩典和怜悯。
Brother and sister, we need the grace.
当我们能够从我们的深处做这样的一个宣告,
and when you're willing to make this decision deep in your heart,
做这样的一个选择,
and when you're making to make this proclaim the Lord,
我们也何等需要同心合一的祷告,
and so that we could pray together.
我们需要彼此来代求,
so that we could pray for each other.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业,
because your children are properties that the that Lord has given you.
今天神也常常借着我们的儿女, 祂叫我们得着真的产业,
and today through our children we could receive the true blessing.
得着主祂自己成为我们的产业,
so we could receive the Lord.
是的, 带一个孩子何等的不容易,
it is a difficult task to bring up a children.
我们也认识好些非常属灵的弟兄姊妹,
and we know a lot of brothers and sisters.
他们在带孩子在家庭里面, 他们的确也遇到好多的难处,
and it was still difficult for them to bring their children to church.
从前有一位带领我们的弟兄, 非常的属灵的弟兄,
and there was one brother among us.
在一段时间里面, 常常说为我的孩子祷告,
at one time he always asked us to pray for his children.
那是一个不容易的一个阶段,
because it was a difficult task.
他的两个儿子曾经在高速公路上赛车, 结果出了车祸。
His two sons once got into a race on a freeway and got into a horrible accident.
一个车子冲出去撞在树上,
one's car crashed onto a tree.
另外一个掉在那个高速公路的那个路桥, 差一点就摔下去。
And one was hanging barely onto the freeway, almost closely to falling.
冲到树上去的昏迷了好几天。
And the one that hit onto a tree was unconscious for a couple of days.
我们如果光看那个, 我们大家都摇摇头, 哎, 怎么他的孩子怎么是这个样子?
If you just look at that one incident alone, you would shake your head and say, how come?
但是后来他的孩子被主拯救回来。
But later on, the two sons meet the Lord.
在神的家里面侍奉神。
And they became servants.
我们需要主的恩典和怜悯,
because we need the grace.
我们需要彼此的带导,
because we need to pray for each other.
需要主的保守,
so that the Lord could be with us.
叫我们的全家能够一同来侍奉神,
so that not just I, but the whole household could be saved.
我们是带着感恩的心,
so that we come forth with thankfulness.
谢谢主给我们各样的恩典,
and praise the Lord for giving us the blessings.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们 能够来侍奉神,
brothers and sisters, today you have a choice.
我们心中要敬拜主,
and you could choose to be the servants to worship God.
要感谢主,
to thank God.
蒙赎的人当侍奉,
and the one that who receives salvation shall become servant.
蒙赎的人都当侍奉神,
and the one that receives salvation shall worship God.
好不好, 我们一同来宣告约书亚他所宣告的。
So today let's proclaim what Joshua did.
至于我,
for but I
我家,
and my house will be servants of the Lord.
好吧, 再一次哈,
that's one more time.
带着把握, 至于我,
but I and my
我家,
house will be the servants of the Lord.
好, 我们再来唱诗歌 658首。
Let's sing hymn 658 again.
起来,